The Department of Energy today called a halt to all work involving floppy disks, CD-ROMs, or other portable storage devices containing classified data. The order affects thousands of employees at nuclear weapons facilities around the country. It was prompted by the loss of two classified zip drives at Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico earlier this month. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Everybody seems to agree that having lots of classified data on small devices that can get lost is a bad idea. A year ago, Los Alamos National Laboratory had 90,000 of these devices. Today, they're down to about 35,000. Scott Larson used to work for the FBI and led a computer forensics investigation at Los Alamos in 1999. He has some sympathy for the officials whose job it is to manage the classified CDs and drives.
It's often a thankless job. It's not the primary mission of the lab. And quite often that person or persons are usually overwhelmed with trying to account for all the classified information.
Keeping track of the material is a problem. One peculiar subplot to this whole saga is that Los Alamos initially thought four devices were missing. It turns out only two were. According to a source, the other two devices were found at a test area for high explosives. The problem here, sources say, is that the database that keeps track of these devices doesn't actually show where they are, in what safe or what vault. Scott Larson, who now works for a consulting company, Straus Friedberg, says one solution is to eliminate portable storage devices and put all data on a classified, secure network.
For protection of information, it's the only way to go.
Classified networks are completely disconnected from the Internet. There are no disk drives on individual computers. Sometimes there's just a monitor and a keyboard. There's a cable connecting it to the wall. All cables are fiber optic, not copper.
The advantage to fiber optics is it's virtually impossible to tap. So someone cannot implant a device to try and wiretap or data wiretap that information stream.
Los Alamos has classified networks, but not everything is on them. Some things can't be. After all, scientists giving classified talks have to be able to carry the information with them, and the emergency response teams need to have information in the field about different weapons designs in case they have to defuse a bomb. Mark Rasch, a former cybercrimes prosecutor, says even classified networks have their limitations. There has to be some way to get data in, otherwise the computers would be useless. And with any opening, you have the potential for computer viruses.
The blaster worm, for example, that happened a few years ago, actually was reported to have corrupted a bunch of classified networks too, which theoretically would have been impossible if there had been a gap between the classified networks and where the virus originated.
The Secretary of Energy's halt today of the use of any floppy disks or CDs or zip drives that contain classified data at all the weapons labs, at all DOE facilities, met with mixed reviews. Harold Agnew ran Los Alamos for almost a decade.
I think it's sort of nonsense. I don't know who put him up to that, but what the people in Washington don't seem to understand is in today's environment, there really aren't any technical secrets anymore. 20, 30 years ago there were, but not today.
Designs for atomic bombs are on the Internet and in books, he says. The important thing these days is to make sure no one gets their hands on enough plutonium or uranium to make one. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.